Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Glenn Morrison, the president and CEO of Tarkett North America. Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. And you?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for spending time with us. I know you just came over from Europe yesterday. I wanted to talk to you about a major event you had in Palm Springs not too long ago. You brought three businesses together for one meeting. Before we get to that, though, just a real quick background. Glenn, you've been running Tarkett North America now for about a year and a half. You took Jeff Batita's position, and you're in charge of everything that happens with Tarkett in North America, right?
Yeah, for the flooring business in Tarkett North America, that's absolutely correct, although I'm not sure if I'm running it or it's running me.
And, you know, this is my estimate. You know, I don't know if this is close or not, but we estimate at Floor Focus that the business that you manage in the U.S. and Canada is about $800 million in sales. So it's a sizable business, Tarkett being one of the, I guess, the top three players in global flooring.
Yeah, we publish our results. We actually, in euros, you're probably in the ballpark. I think in euros, our revenue last year were about 816 million euros, so a little bit more than that in dollars.
All right, so you had a meeting in Palm Springs, and you brought together the three business units, Tandis Centiva, Johnsonite, and Tarkett Residential, right?
Yes, and also our Desso sales team as well.
So roughly how many people was that at one meeting?
If you wrapped them all up, just shy of 400 people.
And I think one of the reasons you did it, certainly this is not to say that you're going to merge all this, and I guess you can discuss that, but it was to celebrate the best year that Tarkett North America's had in the history, right?
Yes, it was. The financials are always the lag indicator of are you deploying your strategies in an effective manner, and we were very pleased. We had our best revenues, our best EBITDA, our best EBITDA margin. Really, the things we were prouder of are the things that drive the financial performance. We'd had record delivery reliability. Our employee engagement was the highest level, and if people are engaged, good things happen. We had our best safety performance ever, and we had our best Neocon ever, actually, in terms of innovation. So all of those things kind of fueled the growth we saw last year and helped us improve the profitability. And we wanted to recognize that success and celebrate it.
And let me just ask the question, in light of recent news out of Lancaster, you're not planning on merging these three business units, are you?
No. As everybody knows, there are many ways to slice a cake, but from our perspective, we kind of draw the analogy with the military. To have an effective military, you need the Air Force, the Marines, the Army, the Navy. Our aim was to bring everybody together, to celebrate the success, to show them what our strategies were going to be that went across the whole business for next year, and then acknowledge that there are some parts of our business that need to be treated in a different manner. Our business models for carpet and Johnsonite are different, and I think from our perspective, you need a slightly different skill set, both of which are valuable. Going back to the military analogy, if you're going to storm the beaches, you need the Army, but you need the Navy to get the Army there, and you need the Air Force giving them air cover. Working together and understanding how you can work together to achieve your goals, but we believe that keeping everybody focused on their specialist area, yet understanding what's going on in the other aspects of our business, is probably right for us and our culture. And that's why we've made the decision. But it's a good use of time to get everybody together and let people see what we're doing across the piece and get them to meet with colleagues and understand.
Well, not only do you have the product differences and the certainly the market differences when you talk about the difference between residential and commercial, but you also have some channel differences. You go to market with certain brands through distribution and with certain brands on a direct basis, right?
Absolutely. Tandis Centiva tends to go direct. Johnsonite will go through distribution, both of which I believe need separate yet very important sales skills in order to be responsive to and satisfy our customers. And that's why we kept the sales forces separate, but working in a cohesive manner.
One quick question I'd like to ask you, I think we talked briefly about last time we talked, is about your branding strategy, how the organization is moving with regard to branding.
Our umbrella brand is Tarkett, globally. However, we believe that we have extraordinarily strong product brands, Tandis, Centiva, Desso, Johnsonite, and the Tarkett name itself. And we're going to promote those brands to the respective end users, and they will be synonymous with what Tarkett brings to the party. And what we want to bring to the party is really outstanding customer experience and excellence in operations and sales, design and innovation. Mm-hmm. And that'll be the same for each one of the businesses, but they will be nuanced depending on the particular product brand and to whom it's being sold, because not everybody reacts to the, has the same set of needs. An installer doesn't have the same set of needs as a designer.
Okay, let me ask you another big question. I know that you're a very strategic thinking person. That's why you've got this role. Talk about the strategy moving forward for 17 and on.
Yeah, well, the strategy is quite simple. We publish four key strategies for our business. It's about delivering outstanding customer experience. That's one. Leading in design, innovation, and sustainability is another. Mm-hmm. The third one is excellence in sales and operations. And the fourth is creating additional value with acquisitions. And obviously that latter one we can only talk about once we've acquired something. But on the others, we are doing a lot of work to try and drive growth and enhance profitability. A key one for us would be innovation and new products. We were very proud last year. We had a good year, our best Neocon ever in terms of innovation awards. And this year, if we do what we're planning to do, we will launch more new products across all of our brands than we've done in our past. Knock on wood, year to date, we've launched 10 so far. There'll always be a lot of interest in what we launch at Neocon later this year. So innovation is a big part, launching new products. We've done some interesting things in trying to really deeply understand customer pain points and deliver services and products that differentiate. The other thing is maintaining what I call our hygiene factors. We had a very good year overall. What we call OTIF, on time in full delivery, and also shortening our lead times. So we're going to focus on that because that's kind of the bread and butter. If you don't deliver what you say you're going to do to the quality when the person wants it, that really has bad ramifications everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that's a key priority for us. We've invested and continuing to invest in our business to improve our technology in our plants that enhance our ability to do that. And we intend doing that and continue to do that this year. So that's how we're working on the experience and the innovation. We're increasing, actually, the number of salespeople in our business because we found that investment to be successful. And even on the acquisitions, last year we successfully integrated the Desso sales team into our business. And that's obviously strengthened our ability to serve the hospitality market, which will hopefully fuel continued growth for us as well.
Well, I know you've got some challenges. Many people know you're one of the leaders in the resilient market. And just from our perspective, we're watching VCT and the popularity of that decline some. And the LVT with its lower maintenance profile is rising to the top. So I'm sure you're addressing all those issues.
Yeah, we're very pleased with our LVT growth. Mm-hmm. We have launched and are launching a significant number of LVT products this year, all of which are based around really good design. Because at the end of the day, if the design isn't superlative, people won't choose it.
That's right.
So we're investing heavily in that. Incidentally, we're also very pleased with our VCT sales.
Oh, really? Okay.
They are continuing to rise. If you deploy, operational excellence and you keep your customers happy, you get more share of that pie.
Mm. I was going to say, if you're growing VCT, it's because you're taking share, because we see the market numbers are indicating to us that it's on a downward trend.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. Mm. And we're always reticent to say we're taking share.
Yeah.
When we set our own goals and we do as best as we can. But from our perspective, over the last year or so, we've seen VCT go in a northerly rather than a southerly direction. But I absolutely agree with your analysis of the market, which is why we've put so much emphasis around growing LVT and why we're investing in the plants that supply LVT so we can enhance our capacity so that we can meet the really surge of demand that we saw last year and we're continuing to see into this year.
Okay, Glenn, it was great to catch up with you, and congratulations on having this big sales meeting and pulling all your teams together. Again, we've been talking to Glenn Morrison, the president and CEO of Tarkett North America, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.